God loves humility. He hates pride, but he loves humility. And this is a starting point for rebuilding broken relationships with your children. This is a key to winning and keeping their hearts. One of Satan's most effective ways to destroy or weaken your effectiveness as a father is to erect barriers between you and your children. Some of the most difficult words for a dad to say to his children are, "I was wrong. Will you please forgive me?" But so much hinges upon the sincerity of the father right at this point. You know that most family conflicts could be resolved and even avoided right here. Most teenagers who are angry at their fathers ask two common questions. Why is he always angry, and why won't he ever admit that he's wrong? The teenagers resent their father's attitude, and many rebel because dad acts like he's always right and has to do things his way. Many fathers think that if they admit they're wrong, they'll lose face before their children. What fathers don't realize is that if they refuse to admit they're wrong, they've lost face with their children already. Pride builds walls between people, but those walls have to come down. Because Proverbs 15:25 says, "The Lord will destroy the house of the proud." The father that is arrogant and proud will bring destruction upon his own family. This is God's warning, that if we do not deal with our pride, our children are going to be affected. If we don't deal with our pride, we give Satan a foothold in the lives of our children that can lead them into rebellion. If you have failed to be the husband and father and the spiritual leader for your family that God requires you to be, humble yourself before God and before your family. If you've hurt them or embarrassed them or offended them or disciplined them in anger, humble yourself and ask their forgiveness. Some of the most successful marriages and families are those that ask each other forgiveness several times each week. There's no such thing as the perfect husband or father. We all make mistakes. But God wants us to develop the quality of humility. He wants us to humble ourselves, and through that demonstration of humility, He will bind and knit our hearts together. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.